Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Monday is Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C., as President Barack Obama is sworn in for his second term. Among the more than 40 organizations performing in the 57th Presidential Inaugural Parade is the Northern State University Marching Wolves. Ellen LaFave is Dean of Fine Arts at Northern State and Professor of Music and Clarinet. He joins us on the line. Dr. LaFave, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks, Carl. Good to be with you.
And you're welcome to join the conversation as well. Have you ever marched in the inaugural parade? Are you a former member of the Marching Wolves? We'd like to hear from you. I'm on Twitter at CarlSDPB, and you can also email us at midday@sdpb.org. Dr. LaFave, how are the Marching Wolves chosen for this year's inaugural parade?
Well, they go through an application process, Carl. They submit video examples of their performance. They submit a history of the band, fill out a pretty extensive application portfolio. Included in that are, as I said, some video representations of the band's performance from this year, as well as some examples of their playing, the type of tune that they would play in the parade, and then letters of support.
So when did you get the notice that the NSU band was chosen for the parade?
It was pretty late this year. We found out the Tuesday before Christmas. I think that was Tuesday, December 18th, if I recall that correct. But we found out pretty late in the game, and so the logistical planning and the financial planning all had to happen very quickly.
So you had to quickly scramble and get everything together and make those plans.
That's right. In fact, the students were already away for break when we were notified. And so thank goodness for Facebook and for email and for telephones and for lots of staff who were willing to put in a lot of time to get in touch with everyone.
Are there fundraising efforts still going on, even as the band is preparing to go to D.C.?
Yes, there are. In fact, we're at the point now in the fundraising process where we're relying a lot on private donations and individual folks who are coming forward to help us out. And those inquiries or anybody who'd like to donate can go to the NSU Foundation, contact Mike Bockerny, and they can help you out.
Are you accompanying the band to D.C.?
Carl, unfortunately, I am not. I'm involved with the South Dakota All-State Band audition process here, which is taking my weekend for that initiative instead of being able to travel with the band. But I'm sure going to be watching it on television and looking forward to cheering them on as they come down the street.
Well, this has got to be great exposure for NSU.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that the last time we were there, over 1 million were present at the parade. At President Obama's last inauguration, there were 1.8 million people watching the parade. They're not expecting crowds quite that large this time, but still in the neighborhood of maybe 800,000 to a million folks, and then anywhere from 25 to 30 million on television. So, you know, it's great. It's great visibility and speaks well for the program here at Northern. And it's not just for the program, but for Northern State itself and the state of South Dakota. We're really happy to have the opportunity to represent our state.
Now, you mentioned this is the second trip for the NSU Marching Wolves. Back in 2005, I think it was, they were at the inauguration parade for President Bush. Are there certain things that you learned from that trip and how to put this one together?
You know, I think so. I think from the standpoint of being able to prepare the students for what they're going to experience, certainly having the experience of going to one previous to this is beneficial. From the security standpoint, there's a lot of checks that have to happen throughout the day. There's a lot of standing around and waiting. Thankfully, they've got some warming tents where the students can assemble before they actually begin the marching process. But it'll be an entire day for them. They'll be arriving at the parade grounds very early in the morning on Monday. The parade start time, I believe, is set for early afternoon on Monday, so it all depends on how long the inaugural activities take.
I'm assuming that the students are excited.
Oh, they sure are. They've been working really hard. In fact, I've been asked many times, well, how do you practice marching band in January in South Dakota? And our athletic folks have been so supportive of us. They've given us the Barnett Center here on campus in the evenings, and the students have been practicing over there at night. And getting the musical part of it put together, of course, on their own and in musical rehearsals, but then having an opportunity to practice the marching while they are in the Barnett Center.
Do you know what the band is performing during the inaugural parade?
You know, they're doing an arrangement of This Is My Country. And so it'll be a very, recognizable tune, patriotic tune. And the band really has established a solid reputation, not just for their excellence in music, but for doing a great job in patriotic kinds of events.
Now, the director, that's Dr. Boyd Perkins.
Yes, Boyd Perkins is the director of bands, and he'll be assisted on this trip by Dr. Terry Beckler, who's the assistant director of bands, Jessica Perkins, who assists with the arranging and also the logistics, and Tammy Griffith, who's the director of our Northern Highlights dance team.
Are there a number of chaperones that go with the band as well?
Those are the four primary mm-hmm. ones that will be joining the band. And then we've got about 20 alumni and parents who are accompanying us on the trip. And so it'll be a real nice opportunity for them to experience the event live.
And when does the band take off for D.C.?
The band leaves here on campus. They leave from here at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Friday mm-hmm. night. They'll arrive in D.C. Saturday morning and have an opportunity to visit Arlington National Cemetery. In fact, the Northern Band will be laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and they're looking forward to that experience. I'm sure these are things that will be lifetime experiences for these students.
Well, before I let you go, one more time for those people who are interested in helping the band out in this trip to the inaugural parade in Washington, D.C., who should they contact?
They should contact Mike Bockerny at the NSU Foundation. They can go to our website, www.northern.edu, and there's a link that'll take you right there. In addition to that, Carl, if someone is interested in following the trip, we're going to have a live blog occurring throughout the entire trip that's going to be populated with information by the students while they're on the trip. And so I encourage folks, again, there's a link on there. It just says Follow the Wolves. If you go to our homepage, www.northern.edu, they can follow us along.
Northern.edu. Dr. LaFave, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Thanks, Carl. We really appreciate it.
That's Ellen LaFave. He's the Dean of Fine Arts at Northern State University and Professor of Music and Clarinet. The NSU Marching Wolves are among the organizations performing, among 40 organizations performing in the 57th Presidential Inaugural Parade on Monday, and we can hear a little bit of them in the background. And that's just about it for this edition of Dakota Midday. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show, Judges Kathleen Caldwell and Patricia Ripel, Haddon Sayers, and Alan LaFave. And if you have any questions or comments, I'm on Twitter at CarlSDPB, or you can email us at midday@sdpb.org. Stephen Zwemke is the producer of the program, and we had assistance from Nathan Poole. Special thanks to Kara Hetland, for her help from the University of Sioux Falls. And coming up tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, Kara Hetland hosts Innovation. I'm Carl Gerke. You're listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Stay tuned. Talk of the Nation is coming up next.